Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Gene Simmons joins us on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Every once in a while, we actually get a real super celebrity on the Super Celebrity Hotline today. It actually worked out.
Bonafide celebrity.
Doesn't always work. So, but now this is very interesting because, you know, you've known and you loved Gene and Kiss for their decades. I don't even want to say how many decades anymore because it makes me feel bad.
Yeah.
That's the problem, Gene.
Well, you're not supposed to feel bad because we're men and we don't care about that stuff.
Yes, okay, I know, but speak for yourself. Anyway, the point here is this, that Gene Simmons is not only a rock and roll legend, but a crazy successful entrepreneur, too, including with the Kiss brand. I mean, it's, you know, you did things, let's just face it, that no one ever thought were going to work in the rock and roll world, like selling caskets. I don't think anybody thought that was going to work. It worked.
We also sell urns too.
I mean,
we have Kiss condoms, we have Kiss caskets. We'll get you coming and we'll get you going.
Wow,
that's the way that goes. I see what you did there. Yeah, that's excellent. All right, now
see what I did there. Yeah,
I did. All right, let's talk a little bit about the restaurant here because this is interesting because it seems like this would have been an earlier iteration for you. To do a restaurant
that's a big word like gymnasium. So here's the beginning and the end of it, because I know you've got so many other celebrities waiting to speak with you, especially the female of the species. Now, speaking of potato chips, we started this Rock and Brews. People sometimes don't hear the word right. It's B-R-E-W-S, Brews, as in taking a brew. Mm-hmm. So Rock and Brews. .com is actually where you can find all the info. It's exploded. It's become a phenomenon, which is another big word. It started off in California. I'm a founding member, and it combined basically the culture of classic rock, the music and the images and the videos and the thing. It's Springsteen and the Stones and Hendrix. Yeah, Kiss is up there too. And so you're surrounded by that stuff. It's wide open. You can tell anybody. As soon as somebody walks in, you can see all the way to the end of the room. So it's very sort of social. So if you're coming in there as a single person, you'll make friends in a hurry. If you're coming in there married, you may stay married. You might get divorced. You never know. So it's all there.
It's a welcoming promise. I understand. Yeah.
Well, it depends on where somebody is. But we're so proud of it because what started off as a simple idea, hey, let's build a local place where we get to express what we like. So there are craft beers. For those of you that love beers, we have as many as 100 or as few as 50 different craft beers, which means we support local brewmasters who make sure that their beers are extra special instead of making, you know, million-pound vats of water and sort of doing mass-producing it. Nothing wrong with that stuff, but as everybody knows, craft beers take extra time.
Yeah.
So we also have gluten-free products, you know, stuff, gluten-free pizzas, which taste just as good as our real pizzas, gluten-free beers, gluten-free craft beers, if you care about that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can gobble up Godzilla-sized burgers, and you can bring your pets. You can bring your dog.
Oh, it's pet-friendly.
And I don't mean your boyfriend.
How nice is that? Pet-friendly. That's unusual for restaurants. You don't often get to have that.
Well, think about this. You can also bring your kids. Every Rock and Brews is a little bit different. We have two in Cabo in Mexico, two at LAX, already the number one restaurant in any airport across North America.
Wow.
It's enormous. And we have one that just opened about 2 years ago in Hawaii, and they're spreading really fast across America. The thing about Rock and Brews that makes me proud is I take my family there, and everybody has a ball. I performed a wedding there. A Microsoft guy, exec, wanted to get married. He brought his mom and everybody, and they got married at Rock and Brews.
Did the band do it, or were you the officiant?
The powerful and attractive Gene Simmons was the officiant.
I see.
And so what I'm on the radio with you guys about is Chicago, my kind of town, see what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
We're actually expanding so fast and so big that we're going to be opening a Midwest headquarters right in Chicago, because we're going to open, ta-da, big announcement, 12 to 15 Rock and Brews in the greater Chicago area. That's
wow.
How big
that's
it is.
Ambitious. Wow. Wow. Okay.
Now, have you announced any of the locations yet?
We already have locations. We're not going to announce it until it's time.
Got it.
because the last thing you want to do in July is find out what your Christmas gift is in December, right?
Oh, don't I know.
You don't want to find out. You want to do it the right way, and when we're ready, we go, boom, it's here. Wow, when did you do it? And all that. But the other thing is, tug of the heart for us is we like to give back. Our veterans and our military are not being treated the way we want them treated. There is no amendment, sadly and shamefully, in the Constitution that guarantees them at least a job when they come back from war. So the least we can do is, on opening day, we close the doors to the general public, and only vets and their families are invited. We feed them, we honor them, we actually say the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah, the cornball thing you used to do as a little kid, we do it. And we do it because those words mean something, and the flag means something. And the other thing we do is we give them a nice big fat check, locally, not nationally, so it doesn't get gobbled up by, you know, the large corporate entities and stuff. And then everybody has a great time. By the way, at some of the Rock and Brews, you can pour at your table.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You have your own tap.
Rock and Brews?
Yeah. No, I've seen this done before, so I like the idea.
So you have
of that.
A tap at your table? That's part of the deal?
At your table, yeah. You pre-order what you like, you know, a few beers, and then you can just, you know, be the
comes
bar.
Right out of, right, comes right out of your tap. Hey, did you say you're moving your corporate headquarters here, too? Because it's a Chicago guy.
Midwestern.
Okay.
Midwestern corporate headquarters, because we cannot, you know, I'm in the hills of Beverly now. She says hi, by the way. And
how's she doing?
We can't really do it from here. You want local partners who send their kids to school there, who have skin in the game, who live in the town and have, you know, pride in the town they live in. And you don't want outsiders running restaurants and stuff. We hire locally. We train locally. We hire vets. We're good for the neighborhood.
Isn't your CEO a Chicago guy?
He is. Sully, yeah.
So it's natural that you'd come here.
Well, there are very few main cities across America, you know, that have gravitas, which is another big word like gymnasium. Certainly New York and L.A., but come on. Chicago.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I have a little trivia for you.
All right.
Do any of you know what the hawk is? I got you.
It's a Chicago trivia.
The hawk.
The wind? Like
that's that, right.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
That
sounds familiar.
I first heard that in a Lou Rawls song, The Hawk, The Almighty Hawk. It's the wind that comes across the bay and splits you in half. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. It comes right down the lake.
That's called the hawk.
Yes.
Okay. I have a question for you, too, Gene, because I used to watch you on The Celebrity Apprentice when you were on with Donald Trump, and I thought that
Whatever happened to him, Donald Trump?
You're a fun character to watch, but it seemed like you actually had a relationship with Donald Trump, the president, and wondering. I remember during the episode, though, you kind of got into it a little bit. It got frosty with Ivanka, and Donald Trump was not having it. And it just showed to me, you know, the loyalty he has for his children and the way he snaps back extra hard when you know, he perceives you insult them and stuff. But you got past that with him, and have you remained friends with him?
I mean, sure. And for people out there who think every time you say President Trump that it's a political conversation, I urge everybody to just take a big breath. He was elected, and so were the Republicans across America. And the next time there's an election, you'll have a chance to draw the curtains, because it's nobody damn business who you vote for, and vote your conscience. If you like our president, you'll vote him back in. If you don't like him, then you'll vote for somebody else. But last thing we should be doing as a country is to, you know, fight with each other. Everybody's got a different point of view, and that's okay. That's what makes America great. By the way, Al-Qaeda, Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, all the bad guys in the Middle East don't make a distinction between left and right, Democrat or Republican. They hate all of you. They just think you're all Americans. Now, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
The American Party.
Yeah. Well, I think that applies also to our foreign, to most other nations around the world. They don't really distinguish very much. But they look at America either as their friend or their foe. And that's the way, and I agree with you on that. And that's something that we have to, I think, in a grander scheme, have to keep in mind. But yes.
When you're the biggest and most powerful, it's difficult for people not to be jealous. And by the way, I wasn't born in America. So the love I have for this country often comes off to some people as corny. Yeah, I'm one of those guys that tears up. Yeah,
I'm that guy. And how old were you when you moved here?
I was never in the military.
No. How old were you when you moved here?
To America.
I was 8 and a half.
8 and a half. All right.
Yeah. My mom survived the concentration camps of Nazi Germany, and she couldn't think of anywhere else to go. You know, give me your tired, your poor. I mean, where else?
You were born in Israel, right?
I was.
Yeah. The because I remember that.
I don't look Swiss.
Well, it's hard to tell, really, with the makeup.
It's very hard. Sure. Wig,
yeah, I'm not
no
sure.
Wig, I don't know.
But because I know yours is a really interesting immigrant story because it's. Did you legal
immigrant story? There is a difference.
Right, but I mean, but America is a nation of immigrants, right? So I mean, let's just keep.
America is a nation of legal immigrants.
Okay. I'm not making a distinction here. I'm just saying that it is an interesting. Gene, I'm with you. I'm just saying that this is a it's a great story because you came to this. I think a lot of kids. I mean, we've got a number of them that work with us who were either born here to in households that didn't speak a whole lot of English, or that were came here with their parents that mm-hmm. didn't speak a lot of English and had to have a very different appreciation for
right.
this country than people who are born here and figure it's God's.
It is absolutely true that America was and is and will continue to be the greatest country. You can literally, this president, any president, walk down the street, and if you don't like what the president has to say, you can literally scream at him, and nobody will kill you. In other countries in the world, you will wind up in a can of dog food all shredded up. The notions of free speech, free thought, and just being a free human being, we take for granted so much. And Americans who are born here have no idea what it's like overseas. They have no clue, can't fathom not saying whatever the hell they want to say. Hell, at baseball games, people get beaten up if they vote, if they're the wrong team. But the idea of freedom is taken for granted here, and how we treat our vets is shameful. And at Rock and Brews, to get back to why I'm calling you, we treat them right, as well as should everybody. And I would respectfully suggest when you're standing in line for your coffee in the morning, whether it's Starbucks or anybody else, and you see somebody in uniform, step aside, make way for a hero.
That's an excellent point. All right, Gene, you're bringing KISS back to Chicago, River Edge Park in Aurora, right, at the end of August, August 20th? Do I have that right?
You know, I have no clue. I don't even know what day it is today, but we were just in Chicago outside playing the soccer stadium.
Toyota Park.
About four or five days ago, yeah. But we'll be back. I know there's here and there and everywhere, and I've got the Gene Simmons Band. We jump up on stage and do stuff. Look, you wouldn't have enough time in the day for me to tell you all the stuff.
Oh, I know that.
I'm involved with.
That I understand. I just want to know, how many caskets have you moved in the whole run of that?
I don't know. They do keep sending us big checks, and the marketplace seems to be unending. Everybody seems to die, so
that's true. It is a good, to get into the death industry is it's a winner because death is undefeated, right?
Yeah.
So you're not going to lose money.
Everybody's got to do it at least once.
Right.
I will tell you on a serious note. Dimebag, who was a guitar player in Pantera, a great band, he was killed on stage by a lunatic who literally got up on stage and shot him in the head. Dimebag was a big KISS fan, grew up with tattoos on his chest and everything, and one of his last will and testaments was to be buried in a KISS casket. So I arranged for that.
That's great.
Yeah. That's a sort of a
happy
but sad ending to the interview, and I appreciate that, Gene. All right, so we'll look for the Rock and Brews when they hit here in Chicago. We'll talk to you again as we get closer to that, and you can see Gene at River Edge Park in Aurora on Sunday, August 20th. It says right here, so hope it jives with his GCal right on his phone right there.
Put that on there,
Gene.
Check
thank you
that.
Very much. Appreciate your time, sir.
My pleasure. Have fun. Bye.
Right. I knew that was going to go in other places.
I know it did.
Domitipongo is standing by with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.